Hello, my name is Nick Stanton, and I have the honor of serving as the pastor at Lakes Church in Auburn, New York. Thank you so much for joining me today. I wanted to take a moment and kind of peel back the Christmas decorations and the nativity scenes and look at something that has struck me every time I think about it. And I wanted to start this off at the beginning, which is relayed to us in the Gospel of John, chapter 1, starting in verse 1, where it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light for all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it." The Word that John is talking about here, the Word, is Jesus. He is stating that he is God Almighty, creator of the universe, and that there was never a point that Jesus did not exist. From eternity past to eternity future, he has always been and will always be the co-equal, co-eternal Son of God. And what is reflected here in this first portion of John is this idea that Jesus is this beautiful part of the Trinity, and he's all-powerful, almighty, seated in heaven with the whole assembly crying, "Holy, holy, holy," as we see in Revelation. But in verse 9, John says, "The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision, but or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth." The God of the universe became flesh. Jesus stepped out of heaven, stepped out of that area and realm of worship and praise and glory, and took on flesh, fully God and fully man. And this is what we call the incarnation, which is what we celebrate at Christmas. Coming not to a royal palace and this adoring crowd, but being born in a stable to Mary and Joseph. Laid not in a gilded crib surrounded by choirs, but in a manger, surrounded by likely just farm animals as witnesses. Later, he would be attended by shepherds who would come and marvel at this child who would be proclaimed by angels, so they would come. But this isn't the welcome party you would imagine for the God of the universe. You'd imagine dignitaries and kings. But this is where he was. Our God humbly stepped into humanity, worthy of all praise and honor and glory, but choosing to step into humanity. But why? Why did our God choose to come and take on flesh and walk among us and teach us? It was to make a way for our salvation, for you and for me. It was love. As John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life." Jesus humbly entered humanity that we might live. God sent his only Son to come and die for us, die for our sins, the sins of this world. And that mission started in the manger, and it would end at Calvary, because he came to the world that he created, but it did not recognize him. He came to those that were his people, but they rejected him. So today, please remember the majesty, the humility, and the love that is wrapped up in the nativity. When the Word became flesh for you and for me, and if you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, please consider making that decision today and getting plugged into a local Bible-believing church. Once again, this has been Nick Stanton from Lakes Church in Auburn, New York. Thank you for your time today. It has been my honor to serve as your pastor for today. God bless.